Speak to us, brother.
Amen. Let's give God the great hand praise.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Amen, amen, amen. It, like I said, such an honor to be here. I say it every single time. It's an honor to be here in the house of God. Amen. It's an honor to be among the most beautiful people on God's green earth, amen. That is the church of the living God. Amen. We have one Lord. We have one faith. We have one baptism. Amen. And there's one God is above all, in all, and through all. His name is Jesus. Amen. I saw on Facebook earlier today, they said if God took a selfie, you would see Jesus. Amen. And we thank the Lord for the fullness of the Godhead that dwells in him. Amen. And the revelation of God that came through Christ Jesus. Amen. 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 If you could lift your hands towards heaven. Oh God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to your name, God. Lord, let there be activation in this house tonight, Lord. Ila la man rabo sonda la ba kasata ba ha. Vanda la da rabo shoko na bandre soto la la ba ha. Oh, God. Lord, let your spirit be in our midst tonight, God. Lord, let there be an outpouring and a demonstration of your spirit tonight. Father, in the name of Jesus, I'm asking, God, that there will be a connection, oh God, with heaven to earth and earth to heaven. Lord, let thine will be done in earth as it is in heaven tonight. Oh God, be glorified tonight. Oh Lord, be magnified tonight in this house, Father. We worship you in the name of Jesus. Amen. Turn to someone and tell them you look lovely. Amen. Man. Hallelujah. Now don't you tell my wife she look lovely, man. Got some problems. I'm messing with you. Amen. Amen. It is good once again to be in the house of God. I like it. I love the shouting preaching. You can be seated. I love those shouting services and those messages that God kind of gives me from time to time that makes us give God that radical praise and the place goes into an uproar. But, you know, we are in Christendom and Pentecost. What do you mean? It's time to commit. It's time to commit by faith. Listen, man, there's times I miss it. There's times I make mistakes. There's times, man, I fall. There's times where I'm like, oh, God. There's times, man, I just say, man, I just want to quit. There are times I'm being very honest with you, everybody. There are times where I feel like, man, I'm not doing anything at all. At times I'm like, man, I'm not doing anything. And then I get a phone call or I get a text message or I get an inbox. And somebody's like, man, Brother Hurt, man, that woman you prayed for, you prophesied to her and said, you know, that God removed the cancer out of her body. She went to the hospital doctor this past week and there was no cancer in her body. And it's like, oh. See, the thing is, we focus on what is undone. And sometimes I think it balances us out. Helps us not to take the glory. There are times where I feel like, man, I'm the most ineffective person. Sometimes I feel like I'm the most ineffective preacher, the most ineffective husband, the most ineffective father. Why? Because there's always room for advancement. But man, listen, there have been times where I've sit back and people sit back and they're like, you know, Brother Hurt, you do this, you do that. There are a lot of people that say, man, you go long. Man, his message is just long. He's ministering too long. His services go too long. But there's a lot of fruit. Tell that to the person that gets the Holy Ghost. Tell that to the person that whose life gets put together. Tell that to the person whose backslidden daughter comes back and she stays. Tell that to the person that the doctor said there was nothing they could do for them. They're going to die and God reverses it. Listen, I'm not the most skilled evangelist. I'm not the best at what I do. There are far more better and greater qualified men than me. Sometimes I don't even know why God even uses me. But listen, it takes me a little bit more. It takes me a little bit more sometimes. Sometimes I have to give a little bit more effort. Sometimes I feel like I have to work a little bit harder than some. But man, I tell you, sometimes, you know, I know some guys, man, the hundreds can get the Holy Ghost at one time, my God. And what it takes for them to get hundreds filled the Holy Ghost, it may take that same man for effort for me just to get 10. But listen, it's well worth it. Would you raise your hands? Lord, tonight, God, let a burden fall on them. Oh, let a burden, God. Let a burden, Lord, get a hold of him tonight, Lord. Let it get a hold of my brother, Lord. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, Lord, use him, Lord, like never before, God. Many men, brother, come on. Manda basata. My brother. Many men. The Lord said, I'm going to make you a leader of men. My brother. There is an anointing that is going to come upon you. It's already birthed. It's some things that God's already birthed in you. It's there. But you're going to begin to see it come to fruition. You're going to begin to see this thing grow. You with your pastor are going to see many works planted within this region. There's going to be an authority. There's going to be an anointing that is going to get on you. There's going to be giftings that are going to operate. The Lord said, do not despise the day of small things. And do not say that you're too old. For the Lord said, my hand is upon you. This night in the name of Jesus, the Lord said, I'm going to use you mightily. And I see many ministries being birthed. You're going to raise up men. The Lord said, you're going to equip men. You're going to be a bridge. The Lord said, I'm going to put you in a position like a bridge. And you will employ and you will deploy men. In the name of Jesus, the Lord said, you will be able to reach people will come to you. They're going to look at you like a father. They're going to look at you like a brother. And the Lord said, I'm going to use you mightily. Lord, in the name of Jesus, I'm asking God that you would bring down every insecurity. Let the passion begin to fall. And as he walks in obedience, let him do it. In Jesus' name. I've got a video. You sit down. You be seated. Young fellow, son, sit right there. You sit down. Sit down right there. I've got a video of when I planted, the day that we were planting our first church, our church. And the day before, we had like a little outdoor event and we had about 13 people get the Holy Ghost. And it was about 13 people that got baptized. And I was so frustrated because I did an event 2 years before that, and it was like 1,200 people showed up in the park, and we had about 80-something people got the Holy Ghost, and 30-something baptisms, and this time it was like only 400 people that showed up in the park, and I couldn't get as many people for the Holy Ghost, and I felt like I was stepping on new territory. I was used to being the guy that was always coming in under someone, but I was never used to being the guy that was actually spearheaded and being the leader of something. And I remember my daughter, sweet little girl. Well, she's not a little girl no more. She's a grown woman. But she's sweet. She was looking at it not long ago. And she was videoing me. And I was came downstairs. We were living in that condo. And we came downstairs. And my wife, I think she might have already left with my son. And I was running a little late. And my daughter, she's like, "Dad, so how do you feel?" I said, "I'm nervous." She said, "You're nervous?" She said, "Why are you nervous?" I said, "I'm just a little afraid." She said, "Why?" I said, "Because I've never done this before." And she's like, "Oh, Daddy, you're going to be all right." I said, "I just hope that God really moves, because, you know, it was raining that day. I put in a lot of effort the night before, and it seemed like the rain was going to mess up the attendance and all that stuff. It seemed like life was working against me." I showed up, and my buddy Lee he's dead now, but he showed up. He came down from Elkhart, Indiana. Showed up, and I'm looking, and it's like my pastor shows up. He can see the disappointment on my face. He said, "George, it'll be all right, man." He said, "Man," he said, "sometimes, you know," he said, "you know, I know," he said, "I know you. You had a bigger expectation." He said, "But listen, George, it's all right." Because I was expecting, like, I just knew, like, hundreds of people would show up. You know, I was banking on it. The next thing you know, people started slowly trickling in. I saw people, and I had visitors, I had people that were friends, and there were some people that were there that my pastor let come from our church that were going to be members. But I remember the following week after the first service, we had 90 people show up. I was so frustrated. But after that, it was like it just began to explode. But what God was looking for, he was looking for someone that would be committed. I'll never forget when I first told my pastor. I was shutting down my business, and my wife, she was an RN, she was coming off her job. And we were walking away from everything to go evangelize years ago, before we pastored. When we evangelized the first time. And we did that stint for about, I think, 7 years? Did that for about 7 years. And I'll never forget, I told my pastor, I said, I remember talking to him, and it was my last service. And he was like, "Giorgio," he's like, "You all right?" I said, "Pastor, it's Pastor Ball." I said, "Can I talk to you?" He said, "Yeah, George." He said, what's wrong? What's wrong, man?" I said, "I'm scared." So I'm nervous. He said, "Why?" I said, "What if it doesn't work? What if it doesn't work? What if I screw it up? What if I fail?" I said, I got my family. What if I fail?" He looked at me with a smile. He said, "You can always come back home." We went out. And you know what happened? I went from one side of the country to the other side. The pastor gave me like $120. 2 services, we had an explosion, and I never required anybody to give me a certain amount. But I'm like, "My God, we gonna be in bad shape. People gonna talk about me." You know, it's kind of like the movie back in the day. "Oh, I'm gonna laugh at you." You know, I was gonna fail tremendously, and I remember I looked at my wife and I said, you know, I said, I wasn't expecting this. I said, but the Lord's called us. I remember I began to pray. And that's when I realized that I have to be about my Father's business. And I began to say, I'm going to give it my all. And when I made my Father's business top priority, then God started taking care of my business. I started seeing people different. And there was a love that God began to birth in me. And I'm telling you, church, there's impartation. There's deep things that are happening right now within the walls of this church right now as we're speaking. There's something that is connecting in the spirit. There's a flow of God's anointing that's in this room. And there are things that are beginning to fall right now, even as I speak. There's something that is coming alive. There are visions that are coming alive in some people. There are dreams that are coming to people's minds. There are some people in this room that are going to catch this thing tonight. And I am telling you that from this night forward, you're never going to be the same. From this night forward, you're never going to be the same. God is going to begin to speak to you tonight. He's going to begin to speak to you. He's going to begin to speak to you in dreams. He's going to begin to speak to you in visions. There are going to be an anointing that is going to come upon you. Many of you will begin to see like as if you're walking in the mantles of people that have already gone. You're going to see an authority is going to be upon you. You're going to begin to see the kingdom of God manifested in places that you've never seen the kingdom of God manifested before. There are people in this room that you're going to begin to walk out of this place. And when you walk out of this place, you're going to walk out of this place changed. Listen, I'm not here to talk to everybody. You know, there's some people, everybody's here, but everybody's not going to get it. Praise the Lord. But I remember being that person that I would go to meetings. I was hungry. I'd go to conferences. I was hungry. There was things that God was putting in me. I've come to tell you that you don't have to be the most powerful person. You don't have to be the most political person. You don't have to be the most influential person. All you have to do is be the most hungry person. And is there somebody in this room that says, Lord, I am hungry. Lord God, I am thirsty. The Bible said, them that thirst and hunger after righteousness, he said, are going to be filled. And somebody in this room tonight is going to be filled. Praise the Lord. Somebody in this room tonight is going to make some decisions. Somebody in this room tonight is going to make a commitment. Somebody in this room is going to come into a covenant and agreement with the things of God. Somebody in this house is going to say, you know what, Lord? I'm going to receive what the Lord has to say. I'm going to forget some things that are behind me. I'm going to push towards some things which are before me. I'm pressing towards the mark of the prize of the high calling that's in Jesus Christ. Come on, somebody in this room needs to push. Somebody in this room needs to push. Somebody in this room needs to push. Come on. Come on, in the name of Jesus. Come on. Come on, in the name of Jesus. Come on, that's it, in the name of Jesus. Somebody in this house tonight, praise the Lord, needs to make room for the Lord. Somebody in this room tonight needs to make room for the Master. Lord God, I must decrease so that you can increase. Come on, I'm going to decrease and you're going to increase. I'm making room. Praise the Lord, I'm getting some things out of my way. Praise the Lord, I'm getting some things behind me. Oh God, I believe you're going to do it again. Oh God, if you're able to use Abraham and Sarah in their old years, I believe you're going to use me. If Lord, you're going to be able to use Joshua and Caleb in their old years, Lord, I believe you're going to do it for me. Lord, if you are able to use the three Hebrew boys and Daniel and the lions, if you're able to do it with them in the younger years, I believe you'll do it for me. Lord, I'm a reject. Lord, I'm David. Lord, I'm a worshiper. Lord, I'm a praiser. Lord, I'm one that is not even received in my own family. But God, I believe you, and Lord, I'm going to make room for you. Come on, is there somebody in this room tonight that says, you know what? I'm leaving some things behind me. I'm getting ready to push. push. Come on, I feel a hunger. Oh, God's restored. God's reviving somebody's hunger in this house. God's reviving somebody's taste in this house. Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. Come on, somebody in this room. Praise the Lord. He's getting ready to stir up. Come on. Somebody's getting ready to stir up that gift on the inside of you. Somebody's getting ready to stir up that passion on the inside of you. Somebody's joy is going to be renewed. Somebody's spirit is going to be renewed. What do you mean? I'm not going to be perverted when it comes down to the things of God. But I'm getting ready to redeem the time. I'm getting ready to push. Everything that I'm going to do, I'm going to do it on purpose. Everything that I'm doing from this day forward, I'm going to do it for a reason. Everything that I'm going to do, praise the Lord, I'm going to redeem the time. I'm not wasting time, but I'm redeeming time. My family are going to be saved. My children are going to be saved. My husband is going to be saved. My wife is going to be saved. My city is going to be saved. Come on. Come on. Somebody in this room is getting out of your casket. Somebody in this room, your ministry is getting out of your grave. Some of you thought you had died, but you're getting ready to live. Some Lazarus is getting ready to rise up. You counted yourself out, but God's called you again. You're coming back, praise the Lord. You're coming back better than what you were before. You're going to understand, praise the Lord, there's a revival that is hitting this church. There's a revival that's hitting this city. There's a revival that's hitting you right now in the name of Jesus. Come on, somebody in this house, praise the Lord, is going to get a hold of God. Somebody in this house change. Get ready to break. Come on. Somebody in this house, that shackle, that stronghold that's in your life is getting ready to fall off. I feel the power of God. I feel the authority of God. I feel the Spirit of the Lord. Come on. Somebody in this house is getting ready to make disciples. Somebody in this house is getting ready to make themselves available. I must decrease so that he can increase. I'm laying aside stuff. I'm making room. I'm downsizing. If I got to move out of my big house and move into a smaller house, I'm going to do it. I'm laying up treasures, not in the house that I can purchase that's made by man's hands, but I'm laying up treasures for the house that God has made with his own hands. Come on, somebody in this room right now. I'm decreasing so that he can increase. I feel an increase in this house. I hear the sound of an abundance of rain. I hear the sound of an abundance of rain. In the name of Jesus, I speak to that person. You remember when you used to see God do miracles? Come on, some of you in this room, you've been around for a long time. You say, it's been a long time since I've seen God move like this. It's been a long time since I heard preaching like this. I've come to tell you, God said it's coming back. It's coming back. It's coming back. It's coming back. The glory of the latter house shall be greater than the former house. He's going to give you the former rain and the latter rain all in the same season. Oh, I feel the glory of God. I feel the power of God. I feel the presence of God. I feel the Spirit of God. I feel the anointing of God. Come on, lay your hand on somebody right now. Touch and agree with somebody right now. Believe God with somebody right now. Come on, we're going higher in the Lord. Come on, we're going higher in the Lord. Come on, we're going higher in the Lord. Come on, in the name of Jesus. Come on, in the name of Jesus. If you never received the Holy Ghost and you want it, you can come to this altar. God will fill you. Come on, in the name of Jesus. Come on, in the name of Jesus. If you need deliverance right now, I dare you to pray. I dare you to tell your neighbor, I want you to pray. I need this thing broken off of me tonight. Come on, sister, if you don't want to go, don't make them. Come on, in the name of Jesus. Come on, pray for your neighbor. Come on, that's it, in the name of Jesus. That's it, Father, pray for him. Why? Because I'm telling you, there's the hand of God is upon him. The anointing of the Lord is upon him.
that chain breaking anointing. There's going to be a deep anointing, praise the Lord, that's going to rise up on the inside of him. Come on, in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. He is my shield. He is my buckler. He is my help. He is my strong tower. I've come to tell you, church, the name of the Lord is a strong tower, and the righteous run into it and they are saved. If you don't know what to do, just begin to think on the name of Jesus. If you don't know what to say, just begin to say the name of Jesus. If you don't know who to call, begin to call on the name of Jesus. The name of the Lord is a strong tower. Come on, in the name of Jesus. Come on, I feel the Spirit of God. That's it, young lady. I feel him all over you. I feel him all over you. This is your night. This is your day. This is your hour. This is your night. This is a night where God begins to turn darkness into light. This is a night when God turns your morning into dancing. This is a night that God heals everything that is within you. Begin to call on him right now. Begin to close your eyes. Begin to call on him. I feel the King of Kings. I feel the Lord of Lords. I feel the Prince of Peace walking in the midst of this church. He's walking in the midst of the pews. He's walking in the midst of the aisle. He's walking in the midst of the people. He's walking in the midst of your storm. He's walking on the top of your water. He's walking in the midst of your trouble. He's walking in the midst of your home. Somebody needs to say, Lord, come by here, Lord. Come by here. Come on, he's coming down your alley. Don't worry about it. Praise the Lord. Come on, in the name of Jesus. Don't, come on, in the name of Jesus. That's it. Go ahead and cry those tears. You got to understand, he'll bottle them all up. In the name of Jesus. You have gone through a lot, but God is going to deliver you from the lot you have gone through. In the name of Jesus. Come on, church. Pray for somebody. If you got a sickness in your body, find somebody and say, I believe it's my hour. I believe he's a healer. Find somebody that's sick and say, I believe that the Lord can heal. I believe that the Lord can free. I believe that the Lord shall deliver you from out of all your diseases. Come on, in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Come on, in the name of Jesus. That's it. Go ahead and speak that out. Come on, in the name of Jesus. Come on, in the name of Jesus. Come on, church. Find somebody else. I want you to pray for their children. Come on, if you got backslidden children, find somebody. If you got a backslidden nephew, find somebody.
That's it. Come on, that's it. In the name of Jesus.
Come on, Mandalala Basokoyama. Oh, that's it. Come on, that's it, sister. The presence of God is all over you. The presence of God, He is all over you. The Spirit of the Living King, He is all over you. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Come on, Satan has to flee. The devils have to flee. Satan trembles at the sound of that name. Come on, in the name of Jesus. Somebody call that name.
Come on. Help. Come on. Does that ever happen to you? Did you hear yourself speak words you didn't understand? Did you raise your hands? He's all over you. It's the power of God. I receive you. Jesus, I receive your spirit right now. Go ahead, begin to say, I love you, Jesus. Come on, let's say that again. Oh, yeah, that's it. Come on. I'm getting ready to touch your head. Come on, as soon as I do, you're going to receive it. As soon as I lay hands on you, your words are going to change. Your language is going to change. You're going to go in tongues right now. By faith, right now. Word of God. I command you. Receive the Holy Ghost. Now, in Jesus' name, let us go.
Come on, that's it, Sister Natasha. Come on, pray for her right now. Come on, in the name of Jesus. Come on, come on, that's it, in the name of Jesus. Come on, come on. I want you to let the Holy Ghost move on you again. Come on, in the name of Jesus. Come on, He's a chain breaker. Come on, He's a deliverer. He's a healer.
I command the breaking of the chains right now in the name of Jesus.
Come on, in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Come on, in the name of Jesus. Call on them, church. Call on them.
Thank you.
In the name of Jesus.
I pray for you.
What's your name?
Bill Hall.
Bill Hall.
Yeah.
Where are you from?
I'm from Holmesville, Ohio. Fredericksburg, Ohio.
I'm going to pray for you, Brother Hall.
Okay.
Thank you. Why don't you just find a group of people to bind together with and just love one another and just bind together and pray for one another. Just encourage one another. Hallelujah. God's still doing some powerful things in this place. Let's keep this spirit moving for just a little bit longer. God's doing some ministry right now. Hallelujah. Just team up with a group of people right now. Just minister to one another.
Wouldn't be right to pray for Caleb and not pray for you. Alright. It'll be one of the most effective. You're gonna have to work more than one day to do it. More than just give yourself to God like you never have before. So you can do a simple said, do not be distracted by the things that you struggle with. He said, because I'm going to raise you above the struggles. I'm going to give you power and you're going to possess the neck of your enemy. This night, in the name of Jesus, I'm asking, Lord, that you would give him mercy, give him healing, and closure. Let a man go to so far. Thank you, Jesus. Sister, come here. I see you washing, and I see you washing.
Come on, church. We are the band of Basoko, the Basapa, the Bak. Come on, somebody worship the Lord. Somebody glorify the Lord. Somebody magnify the Lord. Somebody exalt the name of the Lord. Somebody lift up the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. 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 Thank you, Jesus.
Church. go into my harvest, reap my harvest, for it is ready now.
Come on. Come on, somebody. Come on, somebody needs to be ready to go.
Oh my God.
My brother, I saw you and your wife. I saw you guys. This is what I saw. I want you to look at like as if it was a letter U. All right? I saw you. It's almost as if you were coming this direction. See how this is the letter U right here? Follow that. I saw you come up this direction. All right? From this direction right here. And I saw you come right here, and I saw you go this way. Go this way, go this way, go this way. And I saw you get right about right here, and I saw you thinking. And as I saw you thinking, I saw not just you thinking, but I saw God pulling. And as you was getting ready, get right here, get right here. It was like the Lord said, I got another door. And even though it was inconvenient, I saw you go back down. And the amazing thing is that it was like a person didn't really have as much gas. So, you know, you ever been in a country town? Ain't no gas stations around. You got a limited amount of gas. We got to hurry up and get somewhere quick. By faith, you went this direction. You did not know what was right here. But you just believed God. And as you begin to do that, you kept going, kept going, and kept going. And right at the nick of time, boom. Everything that God had promised and everything that you were believing God for, everything that you've been praying for, was right here. The Lord said, do not be distracted. You know when God is talking. You know when God is speaking. Follow the Spirit. He's going to lead you. And He confirms. And when He confirms, you obey. Don't you lift your hands. You guys married? You like you should be like in middle school. Huh? Hallelujah. How old are you guys? I thought she was like, really? Well, the this is what I want you to do. God has big things. God has some big things. Wait on the Lord. Be of good courage. He's going to strengthen you. He's got big, big things. Amen? Put your hands together and give the Lord a... We serve such an amazing God. So, there's so much that has happened here tonight. There's so much that has happened in this revival. And we thank the Lord for it. Go out and let God work through you. The key is not just getting around people that know you, but get around some people that don't. It's like going to the new school. I told you I had issues when I was a child. Somebody would say, you still got issues. You far from a child. But I would go to a new school. I terrorized the last school. It didn't have social media back then. I go to the new school, and I come in like that little perfect little angel. I knocked my two front teeth out when I was a kid, so when I smiled, I cheesed real hard, and you could see the throat. And my parents always put turtlenecks on me, so I showed up to school in elementary school with a turtleneck. Hair wasn't really brushed or combed, and I thought I looked like an angel, but somebody looks at my pictures today, they was like, you look bad. But I thought I was coming in, I thought I was looking like an angel. But listen, I would go to a different school. I had burned so many bridges. I lost the confidence, and there's some folks, you know, once you bad, you know, first grade teachers at the end of the school year, oh, he come into your class next year. And then the second grade teacher say, here he come, here he come, here he come. You know, and then when you're gone, it was like, shh, they talk about you. I remember my kindergarten teacher, she told my parents, she said, I was going to do about 3-4 more years, but she said, but seriously, but my kindergarten teacher told my mother, she said, I was going to do another year or two, she said, but, you know, after this year dealing with your son, she said, I'm retiring. So, you know, I made the poor, you know, kindergarten teacher retire. If I went to her right now in the nursing home, she probably would die. She's like, have you come to kill me before my time? Torment me before my time. But I would go somewhere else. And I would have a clean slate. And sometimes people, when you've been bad, some folks won't allow you to be good. Some folks, they will look at you for what you have always been. Jesus was like that, dealt with that with the people in Nazareth. But he went to Capernaum. He turned Capernaum upside down. You don't have to go to another church, but go across town and start talking to people over there. If you've been an idiot in your neighborhood, start being nice in your neighborhood. But go out and maybe reach across the street, maybe not on your street, and let God use you. And you know what's going to happen? It's going to be fruitful. You're going to produce something. And when you're faithful over the small things, it makes you rule over many. Amen? Put your hands together and give the Lord a praise again. I turn the service over into the hands of Pastor Magnificent in Jesus' name.
Give your praise to God. Thank you all for being here tonight and just letting the Holy Ghost change us, mold us, shape us, and for a revival that has already begun. Amen. It's begun in here tonight. But it's going to go out there and reach those that are hurting in here. Amen. And God's going to use you greatly to heal broken hearts, set the captives free, bring deliverance, all those things. Go do great exploits for the kingdom of God. God bless you. Home and get some rest.